Frequently asked questions. You are bound to have questions about the positive inquiry process. While we love to answer them in person, underneath, you'll find answers to the most common questions we typically receive during corporate presentations and coaching sessions. FAQ greater than positive inquiry. What is positive inquiry? Positive inquiry is an approach to problem solving and change management that focuses on identifying and building on the positive aspects of an organization or system. It is based on the idea that by focusing on what is working well, organizations can create positive change and build on their strengths, rather than simply addressing problems and weaknesses. Positive inquiry involves a structured process of discovery, analysis, and action, with a focus on identifying the positive qualities and experiences that already exist within a system. This process is typically conducted through a series of interviews or discussions with stakeholders, using open-ended questions to encourage reflection and exploration. The goal of positive inquiry is to build a shared understanding of the strengths and positive qualities of a system, and to identify areas where these strengths can be leveraged to create positive change. This can involve developing new strategies or initiatives that build on the existing strengths of the system, or simply highlighting and celebrating the positive aspects of the system to build morale and a sense of pride among stakeholders. Positive inquiry is often used in organizational development, change management, and leadership development, but can be applied to a wide range of contexts where positive change is desired. It is based on the belief that by focusing on what is working well and building on strengths, organizations can create sustainable and positive change that benefits everyone involved. Positive inquiry is a trademark of cross-silo in the Netherlands. How does positive inquiry compare to appreciative inquiry? The primary developer and co-creator of what he called appreciative inquiry is David Cooperrider, a professor of organizational behavior at Case Western Reserve University. While working on his doctoral dissertation in the 1980s, Cooperrider collaborated with his advisor, Suresh Srivastava, to develop the foundations of AI. Cooperrider is widely recognized as the leading expert on AI and has published numerous books and articles on the subject. In addition to Cooperrider and Srivastava, other notable figures who have contributed to the development and popularization of AI include Ronald Frye, Diana Whitney, Jane Magruder Watkins, Bernard J. Moore, G.R. Bush, and Frank Barrett. These individuals have written books, led workshops, and researched AI, helping expand its application beyond organizational development and into other areas such as education, healthcare, and community development. While appreciative inquiry, I, and positive inquiry, PI, share their approach to organizational change, positive inquiry is a trademark name positioned as a doorway to the larger RONDMAP framework of business, created by Edwin Corver. In 2023, we had the opportunity to work directly with David Cooperrider and Ronald Frye to deliver a positive inquiry summit. At a Fortune 250 client of Kern Agency, an Omnicom subsidiary, our strategic partner in the U.S. In the context of RONDMAP, PI implicitly refers to PI, a mathematical constant related to the circle. PI has many applications in science, engineering, and technology. It also plays a crucial role in calculus, which is the study of rates of change and the accumulation of infinitesimal quantities. What is the scientific foundation for positive inquiry? The scientific foundation of positive inquiry, or PI, is based on several theoretical frameworks, including social constructionism, positive psychology, and complexity theory. Social constructionism suggests that reality is socially constructed through language, meaning, and interpretation. Therefore, PI aims to change the discourse and narrative around an organization, focusing on positive stories and experiences, rather than negative ones. Positive psychology posits that human beings have the capacity for growth, resilience, and flourishing. Therefore, PI seeks to tap into this potential and build on the strengths and positive aspects of an organization. Complexity theory suggests that organizations are complex, adaptive systems that are constantly evolving. Therefore, PI seeks to leverage the diversity and creativity of an organization's members to generate novel and innovative solutions to its challenges. Overall, PI is grounded in these theoretical frameworks, which provide a scientific basis for its effectiveness in promoting positive change and development within organizations. How does positive inquiry differ from other approaches to change management? Positive inquiry, PI, is a unique approach to change management that emphasizes the positive aspects of an organization and focuses on what is working well, rather than what needs to be fixed. Here are some ways in which PI differs from other approaches to change management. Positive focus. PI emphasizes a positive and strengths-based approach to change management. It encourages organizations to focus on their successes, strengths, and positive experiences in order to build on what is already working well. Collaborative approach. PI is a collaborative approach that involves all stakeholders in the change process. This includes employees, customers, suppliers, and other stakeholders who have a vested interest in the organization. Future-oriented. PI is future-oriented and focuses on creating a shared vision of the future. It encourages organizations to imagine what their ideal future could look like and then work towards that vision. Holistic perspective. PI takes a holistic perspective of the organization and its environment. It looks at the interconnections between different parts of the organization and the wider system in which it operates. Inquiry-based. PI is an inquiry-based approach that involves asking questions to discover what is working well and what could work even better. It encourages curiosity and exploration, rather than a problem-solving mindset. Continuous improvement. PI is a continuous improvement process that encourages ongoing learning, growth, and development. It is not a one-time event, but rather an ongoing process of discovery, reflection, and action. Overall, PI is a unique approach to change management that emphasizes positivity, collaboration, future orientation, holistic perspective, inquiry-based learning, and continuous improvement. What are the benefits of using positive inquiry in organizations? Positive inquiry, PI, is a positive approach to organizational development that focuses on identifying an organization's strengths and values and building on them to create positive change. Here are some of the benefits of using PI in organizations. Encourages a positive and collaborative culture. PI focuses on strengths and positive aspects of the organization, which creates a positive environment where employees feel valued and empowered. This approach encourages collaboration and teamwork, which leads to better relationships and increased productivity. Promotes innovation. PI encourages employees to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to challenges. By focusing on what works well, employees are more likely to generate new ideas and approaches that can improve processes, products, and services. Enhances employee engagement. PI creates a sense of ownership and engagement among employees as they are encouraged to share their ideas and contribute to the organization's success. This, in turn, leads to increased employee satisfaction and retention. Improves communication. PI involves open and inclusive communication that fosters trust and understanding among employees. This approach allows employees to share their experiences and insights, leading to better communication and collaboration. Increases organizational effectiveness. By focusing on strengths and positive aspects, PI can help identify areas for improvement and leverage existing resources to achieve the organization's goals. This approach leads to increased efficiency, productivity, and effectiveness. Overall, positive inquiry is a powerful tool for organizational development that can help organizations achieve their goals by building on their strengths, improving communication, and fostering a positive and collaborative culture. What are the key principles of positive inquiry? Positive inquiry, PI, is a method for exploring an organization's positive qualities and using those qualities to envision and create a better future. PI does not ignore problems that may exist within an organization, but it reframes them in a positive light and seeks to build upon the organization's strengths to overcome those problems. PI is a positive, strength-based approach that seeks to create a culture of positivity and collaboration within the organization. The key principles of positive inquiry include positive framing. The focus of PI is on what an organization is doing well, rather than on what is going wrong. This positive framing helps to create a sense of optimism and possibility. Inquiry. PI is a process of inquiry, where people within the organization ask questions and engage in conversations to better understand the organization's strengths, successes, and values. Dialogue. PI emphasizes dialogue and collaboration among all members of the organization. This helps to create a sense of shared ownership and responsibility for the organization's success. Co-creation. PI encourages all members of the organization to participate in the process of creating a shared vision for the future, rather than relying on a small group of leaders to make decisions. Anticipatory. PI is forward-looking and anticipatory, focusing on the possibilities and opportunities that lie ahead, rather than on past problems and failures. Continuous improvement. PI is a continuous process of learning and improvement, where the organization is constantly evolving and adapting to changing circumstances. By focusing on these key principles, positive inquiry helps to create a positive and optimistic organizational culture, where everyone feels valued and motivated to work towards a shared vision of success. What is the cycle of positive inquiry? The cycle of positive inquiry, PI cycle, is a commonly used framework for conducting PI processes. The PI cycle includes four stages: change inward, change upward, change outward, and change onward. It is also referred to as the 4C cycle. Each phase involves a different set of activities. Here is a brief description of each phase. Change inward. In this phase, the positive inquiry one-on-one interviews focus on discovering the organization's positive aspects or situation. This involves conducting interviews or focus groups with stakeholders to identify the strengths, values, and best practices within the organization or situation. Change upward. Once the positive aspects have been identified, the focus shifts to imagining a desired future. During a positive inquiry summit, the whole system becomes involved in envisioning what the organization or situation could be like if it were operating at its full potential and creating a shared vision for the future that is inspiring and motivating. Change outward. In this phase, stakeholders design strategies and action plans to achieve the shared vision developed in the upward phase. The focus is on identifying specific actions that can be taken to move the organization or situation toward its desired future. This phase requires stakeholders to leave behind the comfort of business as usual while crossing organizational silos to consider its components whole and interactions. Change onward. The final phase involves implementing the action plans developed in the outward phase and monitoring progress toward the shared vision. The focus is on creating a continuous improvement and learning culture, where successes are celebrated and new growth opportunities are identified. Overall, the PI or 4C cycle is a positive, strength-based approach emphasizing collaboration, creativity, and innovation. Organizations can create a more positive and productive environment that fosters growth and development by focusing on strengths and what is possible, rather than problems and limitations. What do we mean by generativity in positive inquiry? David Cooperrider and Ronald Frye are widely recognized as the founders of appreciative inquiry, what we refer to as positive inquiry, but David Bush is also a prominent scholar in the field, particularly regarding the generative aspects of positive inquiry. In his papers, Bush emphasizes the importance of generativity in positive inquiry. He argues that the focus on what is positive and what works well in an organization or situation can lead to generative conversations that create new possibilities and opportunities for growth and change. Bush highlights several key concepts related to generativity in positive inquiry, including the importance of positive questions. Positive inquiry is based on asking positive, generative questions that focus on what is working well, rather than on problems or deficiencies. This encourages people to think creatively and imagine new possibilities. The power of social constructionism. Bush emphasizes the role of language and storytelling in creating reality. By telling positive stories and focusing on what is working well, people can create new narratives and possibilities that can lead to transformative change. The value of multiple perspectives. Positive inquiry involves engaging multiple stakeholders and perspectives in the process. This can lead to a more holistic understanding of the situation and can uncover new opportunities for growth and change. The role of imagination. Bush argues that generativity involves using the power of imagination to envision new possibilities and opportunities. By imagining new futures and new ways of being, people can create the conditions for transformative change. Overall, Bush's work emphasizes the importance of generativity and positive inquiry and highlights how this approach can lead to transformative change by focusing on what is positive and what works well in an organization or situation. Why is it not called generative inquiry? Indeed, David Cooperrider, the co-creator of Appreciative Inquiry, AI, did propose the term generative inquiry as an alternative to AI. According to Cooperrider, the term generative inquiry better reflects the essence of AI, which is about generating positive change and creating a better future. Cooperrider argues that the term appreciative inquiry has limitations, as it can be misconstrued as simply looking at the positive aspects of an organization or situation, without addressing the underlying issues. The term generative inquiry, on the other hand, emphasizes the process of generating new ideas and possibilities, and taking positive action to create a better future. Overall, the proposed name change is meant to more accurately reflect the core principles and goals of the AI approach. However, it is important to note that this proposed change is not yet widely adopted, and some practitioners and organizations still refer to the approach as appreciative inquiry. Please note that generativeinquiry.com also points to this website. How can we ensure that positive inquiry is generative? To ensure that positive inquiry, PI, is generative, there are a few key considerations. Ask generative questions. The questions asked during the PI process should be open-ended and designed to generate new ideas and possibilities. Questions should focus on what is working well and why, as well as what could be improved or done differently. Build on strengths. The PI process should focus on building on existing strengths and successes, rather than just addressing problems or weaknesses. By identifying and building on existing strengths, organizations can create a more positive and productive environment that fosters growth and development. Emphasize collaboration. PI should be a collaborative process that involves all stakeholders, including employees, leaders, customers, and other stakeholders. By involving everyone in the process, organizations can create a shared vision and commitment to change, which can lead to more successful outcomes. Use positive language. The language used during the PI process should be positive and optimistic, focusing on what is possible rather than what is impossible. Positive language can help create a more positive and supportive environment that encourages creativity and innovation. Act on insights. The insights generated during the PI process should be acted upon in a timely manner. Organizations should develop action plans based on the insights generated and implement them as soon as possible to ensure that the positive momentum generated during the PI process is not lost. By following these guidelines, organizations can ensure that the PI process is generative and leads to positive outcomes. Could you give some examples of generative questions? Here are some examples of generative questions in positive inquiry that align with David Bush's ideas on the subject. Positive questions. : What are the strengths and values that make our organization successful? What are the most positive aspects of our culture? What are some of the greatest accomplishments we've achieved as a team? Social constructionism. : What are some of the best stories we can tell about our organization? What are some examples of times when we've worked together as a team to overcome challenges and achieve great things? What kind of culture do we want to create together? Multiple perspectives. : What are the different perspectives and viewpoints of our stakeholders, and how can we bring these together to create a more complete picture of our organization? What are some of the ways that our customers, employees, and partners contribute to our success? Imagination. : What would our organization look like if we were able to achieve our most audacious goals? What are some of the innovative solutions we could develop to meet the challenges facing our industry? What are some of the new products or services that we could offer that would be truly game-changing? Overall, these types of questions are designed to focus on the positive, to help people imagine new possibilities, and to create a shared vision of the future that is grounded in the strengths and values of the organization. By asking these types of questions, we can tap into the generative power of positive inquiry and create new opportunities for growth and change. How can positive inquiry be applied in different contexts? Positive inquiry, PI, can be applied in various contexts to foster positive change, including team building, strategic planning, and conflict resolution. Here are some ways that PI can be applied in each of these contexts. Team building. PI can be used to bring team members together and build a positive, collaborative team culture. PI can help team members discover their strengths and how they can work together to achieve common goals. For example, team members can engage in appreciative interviews to share positive stories and experiences, which can help build trust and understanding among team members. Strategic planning. PI can be used to create a shared vision of the organization's future and develop strategies to achieve that vision. PI can help identify the organization's strengths, values, and past successes, which can serve as the foundation for future growth and development. For example, an organization can conduct a large-scale PI summit to bring together stakeholders and engage in a dialogue about the organization's future possibilities. Conflict resolution. PI can be used to shift the focus from problems to possibilities and to create a more positive and collaborative approach to conflict resolution. By identifying and building upon shared values and strengths, PI can help bring people together and find solutions that work for everyone. For example, PI can be used to facilitate a dialogue between conflicting parties to identify shared values and strengths, and use those to find a mutually beneficial solution. In all of these contexts, PI can help create a more positive, collaborative, and strengths-based approach to problem-solving and decision-making. How can positive inquiry be used to address challenges and obstacles in organizations? Positive inquiry, PI, can be used to address challenges and obstacles in organizations by focusing on the strengths and positive experiences of the organization and using these to create a shared vision for the future. Here are some ways that PI can be used to address challenges and obstacles. Reframing challenges. PI can help reframe challenges and obstacles as opportunities for growth and development. By focusing on the positive aspects of the organization and what it has already accomplished, PI can help shift the perspective from one of problem solving to one of possibility and potential. Identifying strengths. PI can help identify the strengths of the organization and how they can be leveraged to address challenges and obstacles. By identifying what the organization is doing well and what has worked in the past, PI can help build confidence and motivation to address current challenges. Collaborative problem solving. PI can help bring people together to collaboratively address challenges and obstacles. By engaging all stakeholders in the problem-solving process, PI can help build a sense of shared ownership and responsibility for the organization's success. Creating a shared vision. PI can help create a shared vision for the future that is grounded in the strengths and positive experiences of the organization. This shared vision can help align everyone towards a common goal and provide a framework for decision-making and problem-solving. Continuous improvement. PI can help create a culture of continuous improvement, where the organization is constantly learning and adapting to changing circumstances. By focusing on what is working well and building upon those successes, the organization can continuously improve and address new challenges as they arise. Overall, by using PI to focus on strengths, collaboration, and a shared vision for the future, organizations can address challenges and obstacles in a positive and effective manner. How can we use positive inquiry to foster positive organizational culture and engage employees? Leaders and managers can use positive inquiry, PI, to foster a positive organizational culture and engage employees in several ways, including: model positive behaviors. Leaders and managers can model positive behaviors by focusing on the strengths and positive aspects of the organization, engaging in appreciative dialogue, and encouraging collaboration among employees. Encourage participation. Leaders and managers can encourage participation by creating opportunities for employees to engage in PI activities such as appreciative interviews, summits, or other collaborative activities. This helps employees feel valued and engaged in the organization's success. Create a shared vision. Leaders and managers can use PI to create a shared vision for the future that is grounded in the strengths and positive experiences of the organization. This shared vision can help align employees towards a common goal and provide a sense of purpose and direction. Foster collaboration. Leaders and managers can foster collaboration by creating opportunities for employees to work together on PI activities and other projects. This helps build a sense of shared ownership and responsibility for the organization's success. Recognize and celebrate success. Leaders and managers can recognize and celebrate success by acknowledging and appreciating employees' strengths and positive contributions to the organization. This helps build a culture of positivity and encourages employees to continue to strive toward excellence. By using PIE to foster a positive organizational culture and engage employees, leaders and managers can create a work environment that is energized, collaborative, and focused on achieving shared goals. This, in turn, can lead to higher levels of employee engagement, productivity, and satisfaction. What do you mean by involving the whole system in positive inquiry? Involving the whole system in positive inquiry, PIE, means engaging all stakeholders, including leaders, employees, customers, and partners, in the process of inquiry and change. Involving the whole system in PIE is based on the belief that everyone in the system has something to contribute, and that by bringing together diverse perspectives and experiences, a more comprehensive and effective approach to change can be achieved. This can involve including all stakeholders. All stakeholders should be included in the PIE process, regardless of their position or role in the system. This can include employees, customers, suppliers, partners, and other external stakeholders. Using a collaborative approach. PIE is a collaborative process, and all stakeholders should be encouraged to share their perspectives and ideas. This can involve group discussions, interviews, surveys, and other methods of engagement. Focusing on the positive. PIE focuses on what is working well in a system, rather than identifying problems or weaknesses. This approach helps to create a more optimistic and constructive mindset, and encourages stakeholders to build on their strengths to create positive change. Building a shared vision. PIE aims to create a shared vision for the future of the system, based on the strengths and values of all stakeholders. This can help to create a sense of ownership and commitment among stakeholders, and can provide a clear direction for change. Involving the whole system in PIE can be a powerful way to create positive change in an organization or system. By engaging all stakeholders in the process, a more comprehensive and effective approach to change can be achieved, and a shared vision for the future can be created. We've gone through the design phase. Now what? The next phase, the deployment phase, is a critical stage in any project or initiative, and it is essential that practitioners guide their clients through this phase to ensure successful implementation. Here are some ways in which a practitioner may typically guide a client during the deployment phase. Creating a deployment plan. The practitioner can help the client create a detailed plan that outlines the steps needed to deploy the project successfully. This plan should include timelines, milestones, and responsibilities for all team members involved in the deployment. Providing training and support. The practitioner can provide training to the client and their team members on how to use the project or initiative effectively. They can also provide ongoing support during the deployment phase to ensure that any issues that arise are resolved quickly. Monitoring progress. The practitioner can monitor progress during the deployment phase to ensure that the project is on track and that any issues are identified and resolved promptly. This includes tracking key performance indicators, KPIs, to measure success and identifying any areas that may require additional attention. Communicating with stakeholders. The practitioner can communicate regularly with all stakeholders involved in the deployment to keep them informed about progress, changes, and any issues that may arise. This includes providing regular status updates, holding meetings to discuss progress and next steps, and addressing any concerns or questions stakeholders may have. Managing change. The deployment phase often involves significant changes, and the practitioner can help the client manage these changes effectively. This includes identifying potential challenges, developing strategies to mitigate them, and communicating changes to all stakeholders. Overall, the practitioner's role during the deployment phase is to ensure that the project is successfully implemented and that the client is satisfied with the results. This involves providing guidance, support, and expertise throughout the process and addressing any challenges that may arise along the way. What are some examples of organizations that have successfully used positive inquiry? There are many examples of organizations that have successfully used positive inquiry, PIE, to achieve positive change. Here are some examples. Cleveland Clinic. The Cleveland Clinic used Pi to improve patient care and employee engagement. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees to identify areas where the clinic was already successful in delivering patient care, and used this information to create a shared vision for the future. This led to improved patient satisfaction, employee engagement, and financial performance. Fairmount Minerals. Fairmount Minerals used Pi to improve safety and reduce accidents in their mining operations. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees to identify positive safety practices and behaviors, and used this information to develop a safety program that focused on these strengths. This led to a significant reduction in accidents and injuries. Getek Corporation. Getek Corporation used Pi to improve customer satisfaction and employee engagement. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees and customers to identify positive experiences and areas of success, and used this information to create a shared vision for the future. This led to improved customer satisfaction, employee engagement, and financial performance. United Way of Greater Milwaukee. The United Way of Greater Milwaukee used Pi to improve donor engagement and fundraising efforts. They conducted appreciative interviews with donors to identify positive experiences and motivations for giving, and used this information to develop a fundraising campaign that focused on these strengths. This led to increased donor engagement and fundraising success. Mercy Health System. The Mercy Health System used Pi to improve patient care and employee engagement. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees and patients to identify positive experiences and areas of success, and used this information to create a shared vision for the future. This led to improved patient satisfaction, employee engagement, and financial performance. Ford Motor Company. Ford Motor Company used Pi to improve employee engagement and collaboration. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees to identify areas of success and positive experiences, and used this information to create a shared vision for the future. This led to improved employee engagement, collaboration, and innovation. Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson used Pi to improve employee engagement and retention. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees to identify areas of success and positive experiences, and used this information to create a shared vision for the future. This led to improved employee engagement, retention, and financial performance. Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble used Pi to improve innovation and collaboration. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees to identify areas of success and positive experiences, and used this information to develop a new innovation process that focused on collaboration and shared ownership. This led to improved innovation and financial performance. General Electric. General Electric used Pi to improve customer satisfaction and employee engagement. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees and customers to identify positive experiences and areas of success, and used this information to create a shared vision for the future. This led to improved customer satisfaction, employee engagement, and financial performance. IBM. IBM used Pi to improve organizational culture and employee engagement. They conducted appreciative interviews with employees to identify areas of success and positive experiences, and used this information to create a new leadership development program that focused on collaboration and innovation. This led to improved employee engagement, retention, and financial performance. These organizations demonstrate that Pi can be successfully used in a variety of industries and contexts to achieve positive change and improve organizational outcomes. How can individuals learn and practice positive inquiry skills? Individuals can learn and practice positive inquiry, PI, skills in various ways, including reading. There are many books and articles available on PI that provide an overview of the principles and practices of PI. Some popular books on PI include Appreciative Inquiry, A Positive Revolution in Change, by David Cooperrider and Diana Whitney, and The Power of Appreciative Inquiry, A Practical Guide to Positive Change, by Diana Whitney and Amanda Trostin Bloom. Training and workshops. Many organizations offer Pi training and workshops that provide hands-on learning opportunities for individuals to practice Pi skills. These training sessions typically include interactive exercises, case studies, and group discussions to help participants apply PI principles in their own work. Practice groups. Individuals can form PI practice groups with like-minded colleagues to practice PI skills and exchange ideas and experiences. Practice groups can meet regularly to discuss PI concepts, share experiences, and support each other in applying PI in their work. Online resources. There are many online resources available on PI, including articles, videos, and podcasts. These resources provide an accessible and flexible way for individuals to learn about PI at their own pace. Coaching and mentoring. Individuals can work with an PI coach or mentor who can guide them in applying PI principles in their work. Coaches and mentors can provide feedback, support, and accountability to help individuals develop their PI skills and achieve their goals. By using these approaches, individuals can develop their PI skills and apply them in various contexts, including personal growth, team building, and organizational change. What are the limitations or criticisms of positive inquiry? Positive inquiry, PI, has received some criticisms and limitations over the years, including limited focus. PI emphasizes positive experiences and success stories, which may overlook important problems or challenges that need to be addressed. Some critics argue that PI can create a superficial or unrealistic view of an organization, which can hinder genuine progress. Lack of rigor. Some critics argue that PI lacks scientific rigor and is not a well-established methodology. They argue that PI relies too heavily on subjective experiences and is not based on empirical evidence. Resistance to change. PI may not work well in organizations that are resistant to change or have a strong culture of negativity. If employees or leaders are skeptical of positive approaches, PI may not be effective. Time-consuming. The PI process can be time-consuming and requires a significant investment of resources, including time, money, and personnel. This can be challenging for organizations with limited resources or those that need to make changes quickly. Overemphasis on positivity. Some critics argue that PI overemphasizes positivity and may ignore important negative experiences or emotions that need to be addressed. This can create a feel-good atmosphere that may not be sustainable in the long term. While these criticisms are valid, it is essential to note that PI has been successfully used in many organizations to achieve positive change. By recognizing its limitations and adapting the approach to fit specific contexts, PI can be a valuable tool for organizational development and change. FAQ greater than human systems. Why should we regard organizations as human systems? Human systems are the social, economic, and political structures and organizations people create to meet their basic needs and achieve their goals. These systems include a wide range of interconnected elements, such as families, communities, governments, businesses, and cultural institutions, among others. Human systems are dynamic and constantly evolving, as individuals and groups interact and adapt to changing circumstances and new opportunities. They can be both formal and informal, depending on the level of organization and structure they possess. Examples of human systems include educational systems, healthcare systems, legal systems, economic systems, political systems, and social systems. Each of these systems involves a complex set of relationships, norms, and practices that shape the behavior and outcomes of individuals and groups within them. Understanding human systems is crucial for addressing social problems, promoting social justice, and achieving positive social change. By analyzing and improving these systems, individuals and organizations can work to create more equitable and sustainable societies. What are the dynamics of human systems? Human systems are complex social structures involving individuals, groups, organizations, and institutions. The dynamics of human systems refer to how these systems change and evolve. Several key factors can influence the dynamics of human systems, including communication. Effective communication is critical for the functioning of human systems. How people communicate with one another can affect the relationships they form, their decisions, and the outcomes they achieve. Power dynamics. Power dynamics refer to how power is distributed within a human system. This can include things like hierarchies, status, and influence. The distribution of power can influence the decisions that are made and the outcomes that are achieved. Social norms and values. Social norms and values are the unwritten rules and expectations that guide behavior within a human system. These can influence everything from how people dress and speak to how they make decisions and interact with others. External influences. Human systems do not exist in isolation. External factors like the economy, politics, and culture influence them. These external influences can shape how people behave within a system and affect the system's overall functioning. Overall, the dynamics of human systems are complex and multifaceted. Understanding these dynamics is critical for developing effective strategies for managing and improving human systems. How can we enhance our human system? There are several ways in which human systems can be enhanced to improve their effectiveness and promote positive change. Some key strategies include: foster collaboration. Collaboration is key to enhancing human systems, as it allows stakeholders to work together to identify opportunities for improvement, share knowledge and expertise, and develop strategies that can address complex challenges. Embrace diversity. Embracing diversity is essential for enhancing human systems, as it allows for a wider range of perspectives and experiences to be brought to the table. This can help to promote creativity, innovation, and the development of more effective solutions. Encourage continuous learning. Encouraging continuous learning is important for enhancing human systems, as it allows stakeholders to build new skills and knowledge, stay up to date with the latest trends and technologies, and adapt to changing circumstances. Cultivate a positive culture. Cultivating a positive culture is essential for enhancing human systems, as it promotes teamwork, open communication, and a sense of shared purpose. This can help to build morale, motivation, and a sense of belonging among stakeholders, which in turn can lead to better performance and outcomes. Emphasize feedback and reflection. Emphasizing feedback and reflection is important for enhancing human systems, as it allows stakeholders to learn from their experiences and make improvements over time. This can involve gathering feedback from stakeholders, analyzing performance data, and using this information to identify areas for improvement and develop new strategies and initiatives. Develop leadership. Train and empower leaders who can inspire and motivate teams, drive innovation, and foster a positive culture. Promote innovation. Create an environment that encourages experimentation and risk-taking, and rewards innovation and creativity. Build trust. Foster an environment of trust and respect, where stakeholders feel safe to express their opinions and ideas. Align values and goals. Align the values and goals of the organization with those of its stakeholders to create a shared sense of purpose and direction. Emphasize sustainability. Promote sustainable practices and values to ensure the long-term success and viability of the organization and its stakeholders. By adopting these strategies and promoting a culture of collaboration, diversity, continuous learning, positivity, and feedback, human systems can be enhanced to improve their effectiveness, promote positive change, and achieve better outcomes for all stakeholders involved. What do you mean by connecting human systems? Connecting human systems is the slogan of CrossSilo, and it refers to the process of bringing together different individuals, groups, organizations, and communities to work towards a common goal. It involves creating networks and partnerships that enable stakeholders to collaborate, share resources and expertise, and develop strategies that can address complex challenges and promote positive change. Connecting human systems can take many different forms, depending on the context and the goals of the stakeholders involved. For example, it might involve connecting different teams, departments, or divisions in an organization to work together to accomplish a common goal by taking down barriers and sharing resources. Building partnerships between businesses, government agencies, and community organizations to address social or environmental issues. Creating networks of healthcare providers, researchers, and patient advocates to develop new treatments and therapies. Establishing community-based organizations that bring together residents, government officials, and other stakeholders to address local issues and improve quality of life. In each case, connecting human systems involves breaking down barriers and building bridges between different stakeholders so that they can work together to achieve their shared goals. This often requires building trust, developing effective communication channels, and fostering a sense of shared purpose and accountability. By connecting human systems in this way, we can create more resilient, sustainable, and effective solutions to the challenges we face, and promote positive change that benefits everyone involved. FAQ greater than systems thinking. Why is systems thinking relevant to positive change? Systems thinking is relevant for positive change because it provides a way to understand the complex interrelationships between different elements within a system. This approach recognizes that everything is connected and that small changes in one part of a system can have ripple effects throughout the entire system. When applied to positive change, systems thinking can help to identify the root causes of problems and develop effective solutions. Rather than focusing on individual symptoms, systems thinking encourages a holistic view that considers the entire system and all of its interdependent parts. For example, let's say an organization is experiencing high turnover rates among its employees. A systems thinking approach would not simply look at the turnover rates themselves, but would instead seek to understand the underlying causes of the problem. This might involve examining factors like the company culture, compensation and benefits, employee engagement, and leadership style. By understanding the complex interrelationships between these factors, a more effective solution could be developed that addresses the underlying causes of the turnover problem. Systems thinking is also relevant for positive change because it encourages a long-term perspective. By recognizing that everything is connected and that change takes time, systems thinking can help to develop sustainable solutions that address root causes rather than simply treating symptoms. Overall, systems thinking is a valuable tool for creating positive change because it provides a way to understand and address the complex interrelationships between different elements within a system, and encourages a holistic, long-term approach to problem solving. What are the dynamics of systems thinking? Systems thinking is an approach to understanding and managing complex systems that involves recognizing the interconnectedness of different elements within a system. The dynamics of systems thinking refer to the ways in which this approach operates and evolves over time. Some key dynamics of systems thinking include feedback loops. Systems thinking recognizes that there are often feedback loops within a system, where the output of a system can feed back into the input and affect future outcomes. Understanding these feedback loops can help to identify the underlying causes of problems and develop more effective solutions. Nonlinear relationships. Systems thinking recognizes that relationships within a system are often nonlinear, meaning that small changes in one part of the system can have large effects elsewhere. This can make it difficult to predict the outcomes of a system, and requires a flexible and adaptive approach to problem solving. Emergence. Systems thinking recognizes that systems are often greater than the sum of their parts, and that new properties and behaviors can emerge from the interactions between different elements within a system. Understanding emergence can help to identify new opportunities for positive change within a system. Boundaries. Systems thinking recognizes that systems are bounded by certain constraints, such as physical limitations or social norms. Understanding these boundaries can help to identify the limits of a system and develop effective strategies for managing it. Multiple perspectives. Systems thinking recognizes that there are often multiple perspectives and viewpoints within a system, and that these can affect the way the system operates and evolves. Understanding these different perspectives can help to identify areas of conflict or tension within a system, and develop strategies for addressing them. Overall, the dynamics of systems thinking involve recognizing the complexity and interconnectedness of different elements within a system, and using this understanding to develop effective strategies for managing and improving the system over time. How does systems thinking relate to complexity theory? Systems thinking and complexity theory are two related fields of study that share many similarities. Both are concerned with understanding the behavior of complex systems, such as ecosystems, economies, or organizations, that exhibit emergent properties that cannot be understood by analyzing their individual components in isolation. Systems thinking is a holistic approach to problem solving that emphasizes the interconnectedness and interdependence of different parts of a system. It involves analyzing the structure and dynamics of a system, identifying feedback loops and other patterns of behavior, and developing strategies to optimize the system's performance. Complexity theory, on the other hand, is a branch of mathematics and physics that deals with the study of complex systems that exhibit nonlinear behavior and are difficult to predict. It involves analyzing the properties of complex systems, such as self-organization, emergence, and chaos, and developing models and theories to describe their behavior. While systems thinking is primarily concerned with the design and management of complex systems, complexity theory provides the mathematical and theoretical framework for understanding the behavior of these systems. Systems thinking can benefit from complexity theory by providing a deeper understanding of the properties of complex systems, while complexity theory can benefit from systems thinking by providing practical applications and insights for managing and optimizing these systems. Together, systems thinking and complexity theory provide a powerful approach to understanding and managing complex systems in a wide range of fields. FAQ greater than design thinking. How is design thinking used within positive inquiry? Design thinking is a problem-solving approach that focuses on understanding the needs and perspectives of users to develop innovative solutions. Positive inquiry, PI, is a change management approach that focuses on identifying and building on the positive aspects of an organization or system to create positive change. While design thinking and PI have some key differences, they can be used together to create a more effective approach to problem solving and change management. One way that design thinking can be used in PI is to help identify areas where innovation and creativity can be used to build on the positive aspects of a system. This can involve using the empathetic approach of design thinking to understand the needs and perspectives of different stakeholders, and then using this understanding to develop new and innovative solutions that build on the strengths of the system. For example, let's say an organization is experiencing low employee morale. A PI approach might involve focusing on the positive aspects of the organization, such as its strong leadership and supportive culture. Design thinking could be used to identify areas where innovation and creativity can be used to build on these strengths, such as developing new training programs or team-building activities that reinforce the positive culture of the organization. In addition, design thinking can be used to help develop prototypes or pilot programs that can be tested and refined over time. This iterative approach to problem solving is a key aspect of design thinking, and can help to create more effective and sustainable solutions to complex problems. Overall, the use of design thinking in PI can help to create a more innovative and creative approach to problem solving and change management. By combining the empathetic approach of design thinking with the positive focus of PI, organizations can develop more effective strategies for building on their strengths and creating positive change over time. What are the dynamics of design thinking? Design thinking is a problem-solving approach that involves understanding the needs and perspectives of users to develop innovative solutions. The dynamics of design thinking refer to the ways in which this approach operates and evolves over time. Some key dynamics of design thinking include empathy. Design thinking involves a deep understanding of the needs and perspectives of users, and the ability to put oneself in their shoes to gain insight into their experiences. This empathy is a key aspect of the approach and is used to develop solutions that truly meet the needs of users. Iteration. Design thinking involves an iterative approach to problem solving, where solutions are developed and tested through a series of prototypes or pilot programs. This allows for feedback and refinement over time, leading to more effective and sustainable solutions. Collaboration. Design thinking involves collaboration between different stakeholders, including designers, users, and other stakeholders who have a stake in the problem being solved. This collaborative approach helps to generate more diverse perspectives and can lead to more innovative solutions. Creativity. Design thinking involves a creative approach to problem solving, where solutions are not limited by preconceived notions or assumptions. This encourages the development of new and innovative solutions that may not have been considered using more traditional problem-solving approaches. Human-centeredness. Design thinking places a strong emphasis on the needs and perspectives of users, and on developing solutions that are truly centered around their experiences. This focus on human-centeredness helps to ensure that solutions are effective and meaningful for the people they are designed to serve. Overall, the dynamics of design thinking involve a collaborative and creative approach to problem solving that is deeply focused on the needs and perspectives of users. By using an iterative process and emphasizing empathy and human-centeredness, design thinking can help to generate innovative and effective solutions to complex problems. FAQ greater than open space technology. How can open space be used within the positive inquiry process? Open space technology is a facilitation technique that is often used to support group discussions and problem-solving processes. It is based on the idea that the most effective and productive conversations often occur in informal settings, where participants can share their experiences and insights in a relaxed and collaborative environment. In the context of positive inquiry, open space technology can be used to create a space where stakeholders can come together to discuss and explore the positive aspects of a system, and to identify opportunities for positive change. This can involve bringing together a diverse group of stakeholders, including employees, customers, and other stakeholders who have a stake in the success of the system. The open space technology process typically involves the following steps. Setting the stage. The facilitator sets the stage for the discussion, providing an overview of the purpose and goals of the discussion. Opening the space. Participants are invited to identify topics or areas of interest that they would like to explore in more detail. These topics are recorded on a large board or wall, and participants are free to move around and join groups that interest them. Exploring the topics. Participants explore the topics in small groups, sharing their experiences, insights, and ideas. Converging the ideas. The small groups come back together to share their insights and ideas, and to identify areas of consensus and agreement. Closing the space. The facilitator closes the discussion, summarizing the key insights and ideas that were generated, and identifying next steps and actions. In the context of positive inquiry, open space technology can be used to create a collaborative and inclusive environment where stakeholders can share their experiences and insights and work together to identify opportunities for positive change. This can help to build a shared understanding of the positive qualities and experiences that already exist within the system, and to identify areas where these strengths can be leveraged to create positive change over time. FAQ greater than business cycles. What are business cycles? Business cycles, also known as economic cycles, are the recurring fluctuations of economic activity that occur in market-oriented economies over time. These cycles are characterized by alternating periods of expansion and contraction, with periods of expansion typically marked by rising levels of economic growth, employment, and production, and periods of contraction marked by falling levels of economic activity. Business cycles are driven by a range of factors, including changes in consumer and business confidence, shifts in government policies and regulations, fluctuations in interest rates and credit availability, and external shocks such as natural disasters, wars, or changes in international trade patterns. Business cycles are typically divided into four phases: expansion, peak, contraction, and trough. During the expansion phase, economic growth is typically robust, with rising levels of employment, production, and consumer spending. As the economy reaches its peak, growth begins to slow down, and eventually enters a contraction phase, with falling levels of economic activity, rising unemployment, and decreasing consumer spending. The trough marks the end of the contraction phase, and the beginning of a new expansion phase. Understanding business cycles is important for businesses, policymakers, and investors, as it can help them anticipate changes in economic activity and adjust their strategies accordingly. For example, businesses may need to adjust their production levels or pricing strategies in response to changes in consumer demand, while policymakers may need to adjust interest rates or fiscal policies to support economic growth and stability. Similarly, investors may need to adjust their portfolios in response to changes in market conditions and economic indicators. How are we affected by the business cycles? The current economic crisis has been driven by a range of factors, including the global COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer and business behavior, and shifts in government policies and regulations. As a result, there are several business cycles that policymakers, businesses, and investors should pay attention to in order to better understand and respond to the current economic environment. Some of these cycles include the consumer confidence cycle. As consumer confidence and spending patterns are closely tied to overall economic activity, Tracking changes in consumer confidence can provide important insights into economic trends and potential shifts in demand. The business investment cycle. Changes in business investment levels can indicate shifts in confidence and expectations about future economic conditions, as well as potential changes in industry trends and competitive dynamics. The credit cycle. Access to credit and changes in lending patterns can impact both consumer and business behavior, as well as overall levels of economic activity. The international trade cycle. Changes in international trade patterns and policies can impact the competitiveness of domestic industries and the overall health of the global economy. The labor market cycle. Changes in employment levels, wages, and labor market participation can provide important insights into overall economic trends and potential shifts in demand. While these business cycles are interrelated and complex, monitoring and analyzing these trends can help inform policy decisions, guide business strategy, and inform investment decisions. By paying attention to these cycles, stakeholders can better understand the current economic crisis and respond in ways that promote economic growth and stability. Where are we in the K-wave? The Kondratieff Long Wave or K-wave theory is a macroeconomic theory that suggests that capitalist economies go through long-term cycles of growth and decline. These cycles are typically measured in terms of Kondratieff waves, which are typically thought to last between 50 to 60 years. There is no clear consensus on where we are in the current Kondratieff long wave. Some economists argue that we are still in the midst of the fifth wave, which began in the early 1980s and is characterized by the growth of the information technology sector and the increasing globalization of the world economy. Others argue that we may be in the early stages of a sixth wave, which is characterized by the emergence of new technologies such as artificial intelligence, robotics, and biotechnology. This new wave is expected to bring about significant changes to the global economy and society as a whole. It's important to note that the Kondratieff long wave theory is not universally accepted, and many economists are skeptical of its predictive power. While there may be some broad patterns that can be observed in the long-term growth and decline of economies, it's difficult to make precise predictions about the future course of the global economy. Suggestions for a FAQ? If there is a general question you feel is missing from our list, please feel free to make a suggestion. You can also use the form to make a specific inquiry. Either way, we're here to help. Name, email, suggestions, send.